Oy sam Zion. Al tivaz de khaladam, de khadavar. Shen de khadam shen lo sha, vein de khadav shen lo makam. So it's based on the mission of this. The mission of is al tivaz de khaladam al timaftik de khadavar. And then it continues the lashon.
So the what?
Al tivaz lashon of bizoyin shouldn't look with disdain upon anything, any individual. And you shouldn't be mafling it. Distance yourself and say, what's that about? What do you need that for? Everything has a purpose. Everybody has their moments. Everybody has their place. Everything has its place. So Mrs. Lawson is a little more, it switches from buzz and mafling. The Rosh comes along and says that mafling is a form of bizoyan. It's a form of disdain. Like you're saying, you're distancing yourself and saying, well, what's that about? Who needs that? So that's the wrong way to look at the world. You look at the world, the Bereshit made the world. You look at the world that you are a guest in the world. You're going to rule that everything the Bereshit put here, obviously he put it with his trend, his chokhmah, and there's a reason why it's there. Because you don't understand that that's your limitation, not that the item is insignificant or irrelevant. That's the Pasha type to the mission. But when it comes to another person, so your Bazakal Adam, so it's an attitude of disdain to somebody else, of insignificance, to say, well, what role is he playing? Well, again, if you step back, you say that the Bereshit created the world. Since you step back, you say the Bereshit created the world, and he made every individual. Obviously, he has a role for the individual to play. Maybe the role of the individual to play is not obvious to you, but again, like, why are you the person who gets to decide what's right and what's wrong? But above and beyond that, you have no idea what another human being is. We don't know the depth and the power that another human being has. So, like, you know, I don't think that's really, this value really is so important. Maybe you're right, you know. That maybe there's a strength there, there's an ability there which is way beyond. Or maybe Taki has one moment in his lifetime. I once saw a Moshe. It wasn't an article, it was a Moshe. About this Mishnah. The Torah's attitude towards property and wealth. You know, we have a very strong attitude of, which is very difficult nowadays, of not wasting. Everything is purposeful. Yaakov says, "Yeshli rov." Yaakov says, "Yeshli kol." The Boshet Taich. Yaakov is lacking anything. He had everything he needed. He says, "I have a lot, but I want more." But there's another explanation. It's the opposite. Ezekiel wants to have Rashi's. I have much more than I can use. Yaakov says, "No, I have exactly what I need. Because if I have it, there's a reason why I have it." So wasting anything is besides the ecological impact that we have in the society, right? It's an attitude. The Russian gave it to me. There's a reason why I have it. So you get the following Russian, which I can't tell you has happened, but in the way the world works, it's very plausible. So imagine Mr. Smith, Mr. Cohn is sitting by his office and he's playing with a rubber band. Okay? So the rubber band falls down. Yeah, rubber band. What's the rubber band worth nowadays? It's worth less than a fruit table. He says, you know what? Why not pick it up? Good. A few minutes later, person comes in. They have been making a fundraising campaign to save a person's life. A person was not well, and he comes in with the cash donation. He puts that on, he opens up his briefcase. So, Mr. Cohen, please, you know, take care of this deposit in the bank, etc. Right? It's a big pile of cash. So Mr. Cohen takes the rubber band, which is on the table, wraps it with the rubber, puts the rubber band around on the money, puts it into his briefcase. A little while later, he goes to the bank. He goes outside, and it's a windy day, and it's a blustery day, and it's, you know, the great windy blustery day, right? And the people are running, and the people are not focusing where they're going because it's wet outside, etc. So he bumps into somebody. His briefcase falls down, pops open, and just then a major gust of wind comes, and all of his papers go flying. But the money, because it's held together by this rubber band, doesn't go flying. So he doesn't lose the money. So he goes in the bank, deposits the money. They have the operation to save the person's life. So the woman survives. She has her child survives, and he grows up. And the moshul they were giving was, you know, a secular moshul. Says, okay, grows up. And one day he goes training with the Secret Service. And one day there's an attempt on the president's life, and he saves the president's life. So what saved the president's life? A rubber band. That's the moshul. It's an awesome thought. Bershom is able to put together the step and the step and the step and the step. So I don't know what it's for. I don't know what the role this person is playing. Do you understand the world? Right? This gigantic jigsaw puzzle with 40 trillion pieces. You know, I thought, why do you need this piece? I don't see what you need it. Like, you know, do you see the picture? The Pasuk says that the Dvar Hashem is Lahem Tzav L'Tzav, Tzav L'Tzav, Kav L'Kav, Kav L'Kav, Zer Shom, Zer Shom. So Rabbi Meir Zatzal says, you watch an artist, you know, this tremendously successful, talented artist, and he's starting a new canvas. She takes out a black pencil and he makes a mark over here. A mark over there, something over here. And he takes a brown pencil and he does something over here, something over there. Like, what he's doing? It's a cow, it's a line over there, it's a little bit over here, a little bit over there, it's garnished. You finish the whole canvas, months later, you see, realize that was like the shading which gave like depth to that point over there in the picture. And this over here was, but until you see the whole picture, you have no understanding what it's all about. So Klai Yisrael comes along and sees, instead of seeing the Dvar Hashem, how he runs the world, and how the mitzvahs as a cohesive unit, it's not the thing to do this, to do that, you know, he doesn't see that that's part of a process of connecting to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That was an obvious tie in it. So she says, I'll be both of a lot, both of not a whole dover. Like, what's it for? What is it for? How can you answer the question? How do you have the perspective and the depth to understand the answer to the question? But if you have the moon and the bitachon and understanding the brush runs the world, you have no shiloh. Great people, even though something small, you understand that there's greatness in it. So Kadosh Baruch Hu does something small, obviously there's a reason. So why does the Rosh Hashanah have, you know, you want to know why does the Rosh Hashanah have, I don't know, whatever the number is. So why are there 40 billion chazirim in the world? I don't know why there are 40 billion chazirim in the world. The Rosh Hashanah has a reason why there's 40 billion chazirim in the world. You know, right? You know, he didn't ask me, you know, I trust him. Right? It's a very challenging thing, this attitude. Because nowadays what happens is there's so much that you could hold on to, you have nowhere to live after about 2 years. You know, so you hold up every cardboard box. You cannot throw out a cardboard box because, like, you know, why use one then? Like, how can you waste a cardboard box? Okay, good. Just say, well, your cardboard boxes, you know. Then you know, the plastic bags. I mean, like, you know, how can you waste plastic bags? You know. So the time we're finished, like, you know, you have nowhere to live. I had an aunt like that, an uncle like that, you know. I visited them one time, but there's no place to put a human being in the house, come on. Because they saved every single, you know, of course their hope was one day one of the things that they saved would be worth a lot of money, but that, you know. First edition of a Superman comic book, you know, in good condition. But so we have to find a balance. You know, a person needs a balance. I grew up, you know, when your socks got a hole, you would darn your socks. Right? You would fix them. You know, nowadays, like, who fixes holes in socks? You just throw two socks. You know, like, you know, if I'd save all of my socks, that, you know, like, you know, we live in a different type of a society. The person grapple with this musig of the other most of the mashu called b'kisim called shor v'shor out of pruta. Like, yes, how much money have in my pocket? I have no idea. Because I'll say a person knows exactly how much money he had in his pocket, and he realized if it fell out, we have no idea how much money we have in our pocket. You know, I don't know, $20. We live in a different world. We live in a person also, he realizes that he lost the pruta. Like, you know. Like, no. Okay, it's you know, it's a bracha that it's a challenge we live in. But this nakuda that we live in the world which belongs to Bnei Olam is lost. The reason why we feel so comfortable doing this is because we don't see the world as Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Hirsch writes a fascinating thing. He says he sees. I said this over to Shmuz a year or two ago. I think you were there for it. You know, he sees the Yisrael Baltashkus as the foundation of the whole Torah. The Yisrael Baltashkus. The ecologists were very excited about that. Rav Hirsch said. But he didn't go exactly there, Mahalach. You know, he said. The Gemara says in Shabbos that a person is created with Gadam Chamosah, he's Yibane Chakilo Evid of Azor. Because that's the way that their Yitzhahara tells, he says, Am Yermel, I say Kach, Machah says, I say Kach, next thing you know, he says, Lech Evid of Azor. This is what the Gemara means. So it means, you know, so today he tells him to do Vera X, then Y, so what do the create Gadam Chamosah? Is any a Vera? So that's the one of Vera. And whatever the Vera is, as small as the Vera, next thing you know, we 5 days from now, he's doing Evid of Azor. Okay, let's check the Gemara. So what do the create Gadam Chamosah? He says, it only means that they have a Shaykhus. So what does the Shaykhus mean? Create Begadim Chamosai and Avodah Zor. He says, if I borrow your garment, I'm a shoyl. I can use it. I can wear it. I can even wear it out because one thing I can't do is I can't destroy it. The only person who has the right to destroy something is the owner. The person's create Begadim Chamosai. He's saying that Begadim belong to him. They don't belong to you. They belong to Kadosh Baruch. You already think that you own the world, not a Kadosh Baruch. You're already on your way to Avodah Zarah. That's not Shteit in the Gemara. The reason why Baltashkus is Osir, he says, is because what you're saying is you can wantonly destroy it. It's not your world. You can use it, you can take advantage of it, you can subjugate it, you can plumb the depths of the earth and find whatever there is, but you can't destroy it. You're not the problem. So Baltashkus is a whole sort of Vimagate Susum Leben. It's how you approach the world. It's not your world. You're a guest in this world, which belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He loves you very much. He's very happy to let you take advantage of it. And he wants you to have the best. But as long as you remember that you're a guest here, so then you have a chiv of stewardship to everything. You have a responsibility to the world, your responsibility to your fellow man, your responsibility to your creator. Because once you decide that you're the owner, so you do whatever you want. So then there's nobody you're Meshubba to, not the Kadosh Baruch Hu either. So he said a fascinating thing. He says, Baltashkus Betzim is in some ways the start of how we look at the Gatzavelt, how we look at Torah. So also the Kuda. So that's by Dover. And by Adam is Kavach Armor. Like, you know, Altibos and Chaladim. Like, the man, Bershom, why did he make such a man? Do you not understand why the Bershom made this man? What he can accomplish? What he's going to do? Do you understand what I mean? Human being is the power of human being? I mean, you know, we see it Latoy, we see it Lara. Right. One individual can be like, you know, a lo yutzlach, and next thing you know, he's major leader of something. He had one story which he took advantage of, and next thing you know, he has tremendous influence. L'tayv l'mutiv, you know. So, and that's the one person, like you spoke of Rosh Hashanah, that the person that, and why wait till, you know, one time? The person can do it once, he can do it twice. Right. We have tremendous koyach, we have tremendous ability. That's LP. Nigla, Alpin Nizda, forget about it. It's like way, you know, the power of a human being. So, the person comes along and says, Ichal the Bershom shouldn't have made such a human being. Altibos, there's no such thing. Everybody has tremendous role that they're supposed to play. You and you should have the same attitude of Cheshivas for yourself. Bershom clearly has a role that you have to play, so you have to figure out what that role is as best as you can and try and accomplish it. The guy says that, you know, we're all gugulim. So he says, the person came and gugulim came for a reason. So what's the reason? How do you know what the reason is? You don't want to come with a gugulim and mess it up. So he says that if a person will look through his life, he'll see that there are certain areas which he finds very, very challenging. Or he's drawn to very much, one or the other. So that's a simon, that's why he's here. The area which you're either going to find that you have a tremendous connection to when you're doing very well in it, because that's an area which your neshama feels connected to, that's because that's your purpose, or opposite, you're very challenged because you need to overcome the soyan and do well in it, because that's why it's so challenging. So that's where you look. That's Shetland more and more says, Yafashish Maisa. You have to look through your deeds to see where are the areas which you mamash find difficult, pull them out, and deal with them. That's definitely something. A 2 day before Yom Kippur thought process to think about. Okay.